Welcome to the AP Now podcast, the podcast that covers trends, insights, and emerging issues impacting every accounts payable function. Your host, Mary Schaefer, is the founder of AP Now, a B2B digital information and learning company focused on all issues related to AP. Stay tuned as Mary and her guests discuss the business intelligence you need to ensure a cost-effective, technologically efficient, fraud-resistant, regulatory-compliant accounts payable function. Without further ado, let's dive right in.
Welcome to Episode 3 of the AP Now podcast. I'm your host, Mary Schaefer from AP Now. Today's show is brought to you by Stamply, a leader in AI-powered invoice automation. Welcome, Eyal Feldman. He's got a story to tell that I know our audience will be able to empathize with, and at the same time, it will provide a little background and context for why I invited us here. So perhaps you could start by telling us the story about the two invoices that almost got you fired and what you learned from that hair-raising experience.
Yeah, hi Marie. First of all, thank you for inviting me to talk on your show. I'm very excited to be here. And thanks for the nice intro. Yeah, actually, I did almost lose my job because of several invoices, which now makes a lot of sense. But at that time, I was actually quite shocked. So the story was that like 5 years ago, I was running this business where we were representing leading software vendors from the US in Israel. And what happened is that the way that it used to work is that we would invest everything in advance, and we would split the revenues with the software vendors. And I'm talking about big vendors, you know, like Verizon, Documentum, and SAP, it's big ones. And in order for that to work, we had to have exclusivity, because otherwise, you know, we could actually work for 2 years on a deal, put all the investments ourselves, and then someone else would come and scoop up the deal. So the whole model was that we were investing everything and eventually would split the revenues with the vendor.
Okay, and sounds reasonable.
Yeah, it does, right? Okay. And in order for that to work, we had to keep our account in good standing, and this was the really important for us. And to make a long story short, one day I'm getting a call from the general manager of one of these vendors telling me that they're going to cancel our exclusivity. And that was after 2 years of working reluctantly to get business, which we had to put more investment than revenues. And that was on the third year where we finally saw revenues coming in. And he wants to, you know, to cut exclusivity. And it was like losing 40% of my business at that time. And the reason was because he thought that we were late on payments. And according to our records, we were not late on payments. We paid everything on time, and we were very careful to make sure that we're doing that, because again, exclusivity was so critical for us. And after doing a lot of investigations to understand what actually happened there, we found out that we paid only 21 out of 23 invoices. And it took us ages to find out what happened with these two invoices and why they were missing. And eventually, after reverse engineering every invoice process inside our organization, what I found out is these two invoices actually were stuck on one of the stations. One of the project managers had them on their desk, and not for a bad reason. It wasn't really completely their fault, but they thought that they're doing something right, and eventually that almost kill the business for us. So yeah, just two invoices that got lost in the process that shouldn't have gotten lost. And that's what happened.
So you had an aha moment?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. I had an aha moment. My aha moment was actually, first of all, understanding how one invoice could actually kill my business and my job. So that's a real aha moment. And what I thought is that in order to solve that, I have to make sure that all of the process is under control. If before I thought that, you know, we could maybe separate and only focus on like strategic vendors, mm-hmm. in order to make sure that it doesn't happen, what I realized after investigating and going through the whole process is that the only way for me to make sure that this doesn't happen again is to make sure that all the process from the moment we get an invoice all the way until we pay them is fully under control.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense. So you had a number of different issues. Maybe you could talk about the basic AP headaches. I'm sure that a lot of our listeners have the same.
Yeah, so I think it starts with the fact that there was a process in place. There is always a process in place. You know, people know what they have to do. And what they have to do is to make sure that the procure-to-pay process is under control. So they need to verify that we ordered what we should have ordered, and this was right, and then we received what we should have received, and that it's all approved. So all this verification process was actually in place, but it was not managed. So everything could get lost at any station along the way. And if you really think about it, it's very hard to make sure that it's managed. You have a photocopy of everything. You need to track whatever you're doing. You need other people to track it. And you need to follow up on everything. It's much more complex than people think it is. So there was a process in place, but it was not managed. That was the first problem. The second problem was that this process had to include various people unexpectedly along the path of the process. So what I've learned is that in accounts payable, you know, your what's really important is how you manage the exceptions, and it takes a lot of your time to manage these exceptions. And the way to handle them is by involving the right people that can help you figure out what needs to be done with this exception. So the other part is making sure that you can have many more people involved in the process if they're needed. And you need to make sure that everybody looks at the same invoice. That's another problem that I've learned, is that sometimes invoices don't even have a reference number, or it's an invented reference number. So it's quite hard for them to know that they're talking about the same invoice. So you need to make sure that everybody is on top of the same invoice. So these were the main things that I identified, that if we could solve these, we could accommodate the specific sophisticated process that we had in place, but make sure that now it's under full control and nothing can get lost again as it did.
Okay. All righty. Okay. So what can you talk a little bit? I guess what we're talking about is communication breakdowns, kind of the he said, she said. Can you talk a little bit about what some of the common ones were?
Yeah, absolutely. So I if you ask me today, I think that AP is actually all about collaboration. I think it's all about how you allow the team in your AP, your AP team, to collaborate with the rest of the organization. Because again, if you think about it, and that's really simple, it's AP is a way to control your procure to pay. And your procure to pay process includes so many people that are ordering or requesting stuff, people that are receiving stuff, managers of these people. And what we've done is that in a kind of artificial way, we took the invoice outside of that process. We gave it to accounting, because accounting is really good in controlling. And mm-hmm. we said, now you have the control over that process. And by doing that, what we created is a situation where AP now needs to communicate with so many people inside the organization that to some extent are not so happy to communicate back with them, because for them it's a disturbance in their work, you know, and yeah. what they have to do. So it's a real challenge for AP. And when you really look and talk to AP people, what you see is that most of their time is spent on getting these answers from so many people inside the organization. And this is the communication, and this is where it breaks, because people are actually doing that and they are communicating with the people they need to communicate. But because it takes time to get a response, and because sometimes people are reluctant to give them this cooperation, things break along the way. You know, and just think about a simple example. You're asking someone something and they're not on their desk to answer. And then you have another 200 tasks to take care of, right. and you forgot about that one. And then the next day it's forgotten, and things get lost this way.
So one of the things you said that I thought was kind of interesting, and it probably relates to what many of the people who are listening who work in accounts payable run into, is you said there were unexpected people who needed to be included in the communication chain. So can you tell me, who were some of the people that you were surprised that had to be included?
Oh, I was super surprised. Actually, when I started to look at the journey of each invoice, I was shocked. In other words, so in our case, we were selling software. So, you know, there was the first part to verify that we actually ordered all the right software components that are required for a project. And then there was the architect of the project that had to verify that this is actually what they needed. And then you had on the project management admin, there was someone that was receiving all these software items that had to confirm that everything that was ordered was actually received. And there were always multiple lines and multiple software components. And sometimes things were different from what they were ordered. So it was either not exactly the same quantities or not even the same items, or sometimes the prices actually that were billed for were different from what was on the order, and then they had to communicate back to the vendor in order to make sure that it's what we ordered and on the same terms. There was always something, mm-hmm. and there were always so many people involved, and whenever there was an exception, there were actually more people involved in order to figure things out. So people did what they had to do in order to figure out things and to make sure that it's right. It's just that it was chaotic in a way. It was not managed, and things could get lost at any given moment. There was nothing to make sure that this is not forgotten, or that there is a reminder around it, or anything that learned what this process should look like. So it was really, the process was successful or not successful based on each one of these people along the way, if they made sure that it will actually go to the next station. And that's something we couldn't afford. That's something nobody can afford, because instead of you taking control over what you're paying and when you're paying, you let people along the way, you give them the opportunity to lose things, and then it's going to be, of course, your fault because you're in charge.
Right. And of course, for a lot of people, the things you're asking them to do is not their favorite thing to do. So they don't really want to stop whatever the fun thing they're doing is to look up and make sure it's the right price on the invoice, for example.
Exactly. And I think that's also something that makes the job of AP so difficult, because in order to get their job done, they're so dependent on other people mm-hmm. that don't have the same, passion
right.
to help their job done as the AP has to get their own job done. And that's a challenge. And that's something that actually we at Stemply, we think about it a lot. We want to make the AP job much better. Mm-hmm. If you make that part easy on them, it's going to change everything. And it's even going to be easier to retain people that you make it easier for them. But this is the big challenge of their job.
Okay, so I have two questions at the end. And as I was looking over them, I realized I'm going to reverse the order of them. So you developed a bot called Billy the Bot. And so this is my most important question of this whole conversation we're going to have. And I'm sure our audience is dying to know the answer to this. So why did you give him a male name? Most of the people who work in AP are female. You can see I'm focused on the important aspects of this.
This is a great question. And I never thought about that. I don't think we meant that Billy will be a male or a female. I actually know a few females that are named Billy.
Okay. Good answer.
And Billy, I'm sure you're going to be surprised, but it comes from the word Bill.
I never even thought of that. Okay.
Yeah. So, we could call it invoicee or something, but it sounds really less human. So we felt that Bill and Billy will make it more tangible, It's like a person.
Yeah, Billy is okay. Good answer. Very good answer. All right.
Thank you.
So I like to say that smart people always manage to make lemonades out of lemons when they have something bad happen to them.
Yeah.
And almost losing your organization's biggest client is not something that's likely to enhance somebody's career in most places, but yet you manage to turn it around. So can you tell us what lessons you learned from it and how you incorporated it into developing Billy the Bot?
Yeah. So first of all, I totally agree, and I think most lemons can become lemonades, and this is really a great example, because this is something that started as almost a disaster. I really thought that I'm going to lose my job, and it ended up as the company that I founded later on. So first of all, I think there is something to learn about that, and always keep in mind that whatever happens can eventually be for the good.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a great example. And I have some other similar examples. So that's the first thing. And about what I've learned with Stemply, I think that because of the fact that I was a little bit an outsider to this process, I didn't come from accounting. I didn't come from accounts payable. I was coming actually from from the angle of someone that was part of that process mm-hmm. and that was almost really damaged by that process, it allowed me to look at things with a fresh sight and to build a solution that thinks not only about the people in accounting and what they see as the process, but also on all these other people that accounting needs to collaborate with. And when we're looking at the data in Stamply today, only 4% of our users are accounting. 96% of our users are all these other people along the procure to pay process. Mm. And because these are the people that accounting need to verify things with them. And if you do it right, and these 96% of users are happy and they feel you give them the right tools to do their part of the job, they're much more cooperative and they're going to help AP get their job done easily and faster and in a much better quality. So this is the angle that I came from, and this is how I thought about Stamply. And Billy is the way we brand all our machine learning activities. Just in short, what it does is that it recognizes patterns. So it looks at all the data that comes from the invoice itself, from the way you interpret that invoice into your cost accounting and financial accounting, into the who are the people that need to look at that invoice and see that invoice. It takes all this data, and then whenever it starts to recognize patterns, it's going to make it as a suggestion for you. So things that yesterday you had to figure out by yourself now are going to pop up as suggestions for you. And this is how we look at it.
Okay, that's quite interesting. Thank you, Eyal, for joining us. You seem to know a lot about AI, so maybe we can entice you to come back and talk to us a little bit about that and in a future event.
Yeah, happy to do that.
Great.
Thank you, and thanks for having me.
Okay. Thanks for listening to the AP podcast. If you like this podcast, please take a moment to rate this episode, review this episode, like this episode, or subscribe to the series. Even better, share it with your community on LinkedIn, Facebook, or wherever. To be alerted to new episodes, please visit www.ap-now.com and sign up for our free twice-a-week e-zine. Thank you, and hope to see you again soon. Mm-hmm.